This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel pummeled the Gaza Strip with airstrikes on Saturday, including demolishing a building housing international media outlets as Palestinian militants fired back barrages of rockets. The sharp uptick in violence, now in its sixth day, claimed more lives as clashes also swept the occupied West Bank. Israel's Air Force flattened a 13th-floor Gaza building housing Qatar-based Al Jazeera and the U.S.-based Associated Press news agency after giving a warning to evacuate. Several in the media are outraged and argue this will silence some reporting from the region. They say there's no evidence Hamas was operating out of the tower. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Joe Biden in a phone call Saturday Israel did its best to safeguard civilians in the Gaza bombing campaign. Palestinian's news agency reports U.S. President Joe Biden urged calm between Israel and Gaza on Saturday and affirmed his support for a two-state solution in his first phone call with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas since taking office. Abbas's Palestinian Authority has limited self-rule in the occupied West Bank because of the Islamist militant group Hamas. The U.S. considers Hamas a terrorist organization and claims to not talk to the group. Some analysts say Hamas appears to see the escalation with Israel as an opportunity to marginalize Abbas and present itself as the guardian of Palestinians in Jerusalem, whose eastern sector they seek for a future state. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.